Go ahead. What's in your neighbor's yard?
I had a story about a guy next door to my house, and he in town, so it's a normal sized backyard, but he turned his backyard into a dirt bike track for his kids to ride in. So they kind of terrained the backyard and put hills and jumps, and it wasn't a very big yard. They couldn't go very fast, but he had three boys, and they would race around the backyard on a dirt bike.
Oh, no.
And then they put, the outside lights up, so they would do it even late at night after it would get dark. So it was like a indoor arena or something.
Oh, God. Pretty cool if you're the kid, but, the neighbors really don't appreciate that move much.
No, not at all. We did have to call them in a couple times when it, get pretty late and stuff.
The cops never set him down saying, hey, you can't have that kind of thing in your backyard?
They didn't say he couldn't have it. They just told him that he couldn't do it, after hours.
Yeah. If you're going to be white trash, could you do that in a time when it's not going to disturb other people?
Right.
That'd be great. Nice, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning. What's in your neighbor's yard?
Believe it or not, yesterday I found a used condom in my backyard that my neighbor had thrown into my yard.
So what'd you do with it?
Disgusting.
Wait, you kept it.
What'd you do? Oh, I mean, like, did you pick it up and throw it away, or what'd you?
No, actually, my dog found it and brought it to me, and I was like, oh, no, you've got to put that down right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And then did he?
She just kind of looked at me funny and trotted off, so I'm hoping that she disposed of it properly instead of swallowing it.
But yeah.
We're taking her to the vet today just to make sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That is so gross.
It's so terrible.
Did they explain? Was there some action going on in your backyard? Or what was going on with it?
I'm hoping not, but I know it was from my neighbors because they have this really obscenely horny teenage boy that lives next door.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, God. Disgusting.
Well, good to know.
And it, though.
I wasn't expecting anything that filthy today. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Take care.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, what's in your neighbor's yard?
Well, nothing strange or anything, but my neighbor's got a toilet in the bathtub.
Has a toilet in the bathtub?
Old toilets.
Yeah.
In the front yard. They use as a flower pot.
Classy.
Yeah.
And then he's got half of those old bathtubs. And then he's got a baby Jesus, who was that other one? Mary Magdalene.
Who is that other one?
Okay, I'm not Catholic.
I understand, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to judge. I am,
okay.
So.
I know. I have nothing against Catholics. I just had a brain fart there. I was trying to figure out. Then he's got Mary Magdalene sitting inside of half the bathtub. Because it's like turned upside down.
Yeah, I saw it a bathtub in half and use it as a little shrine. Is it Mary Magdalene or is it the Virgin Mary?
Virgin Mary.
Okay, there we go. Because Mary Magdalene was the whore he hung out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Mary.
Working woman?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sheesh.
Sorry. But at least we learned a lot about religion today. I wasn't expecting that lesson when we were talking about trash in people's yards.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Running on empty today?
Huh?
You sound a little tired today.
I'm wondering when the sun is ever going to come back out.
Yeah, I know. That'll do it, won't it?
This rain is... can't do anything.
Sunday, maybe.
Maybe Sunday,
Sunday. You have that to hope for.
Unfortunately, I work all week.
At the nursing home?
No.
Damn it. See, I thought for some reason I knew where you worked. Where do you work at?
I work at a steakhouse.
Oh. Well, she sounds kind of like this woman that works at a nursing home.
Oh.
She says, I wipe asses for a living when she calls in.
I used to do that stuff, but I only did it to like one person because I only took care of one lady.
You only wiped one ass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was bad enough.
Yeah.
It's different when it's your children, but when it's a grown adult,
yeah,
it's just like, okay.
Plus, I can imagine things get into the wrinkles and stuff.
Okay, you had to go there, didn't you?
Well, I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
There's that line.
My brain...
See, there's an invisible line that you don't cross.
And I seem to do it, don't I?
Yeah, quite often, but that's okay.